Today is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, and just actually went off a little long on the Hungarian podcast. I usually do that one first, and I'm just finishing dressing Damodar. I was actually talking about my experiences with Lord Nityananda over the years. Let me continue with that. Let me put Damodar on the altar first. I don't even know where I left off, but I'll just talk about my experiences of Lord Nityananda. And the first one that I can remember is when I first joined, moved into the temple on the same day and shaved up, and then I remember being in the car somewhere with the temple president. I think probably he wanted to see the car that I had brought, Volkswagen, and that's just when he asked where my wife was, and I told him that well, I decided not to bring her, and he sort of became a little upset about that, but not upset enough to get her to come, and which was good. And then he was talking about the Panchatattva, and I think that was sort of a new topic, as Srila Prabhupada would translate books, and some devotees would get first access to them, probably the BBT information would come out, because we had very little books. There was no Chaitanya Charitamrita at that time. And then as this information came out, devotees would share it. So he was sharing with me that the members of the Panchatattva, who they were. And I remember that I'd already known that Balaram Hoilonitai, Lord Nityananda, was actually Balaram. And I think that we only had Panchatattva and Jagannath on the altar. And then Gaur Nitai were there. I think I may have gotten initiated at the same time that the installation of beautiful Gaur Nitai murtis took place. And that was, of course, the first time that visually we had contact with Lord Nityananda in his deity form. And but there was very little information about him, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I don't know if there's anything other than Tattva about Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Charitamrita has also quite little pastimes, although it does have glorification of Lord Nityananda. However, what did happen is, and that made the first real major impression on me about Lord Nityananda, was that the Chaitananda Maharaj at that time, he was translating Chaitanya Bhagavat and recording it on cassette. And I remember heading out on traveling Sankirtan, and we went for quite some time, possibly a couple of months, and taking with me cassettes of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Somehow I found them in the temple. And they were really a source of great ecstasy. I don't know how many, there were six, maybe ten. And I remember listening to those cassettes up until the time that I came to England. And of course, Chaitanya Bhagavat begins by the glorification of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda. And there's many pastimes of Lord Nityananda in it, because Vrindavan Das Thakur is a disciple of Lord Nityananda and a devotee of Lord Balaram. So that was a real connection. I would say that that was my real first connection with Lord Nityananda. And that really started to cement when I got Brahman initiation. And I remember the first time going on altar on my own was when I woke the deities once at the new Pinif temple in Montreal. It must have been in 75, 76. And I went in a little too early, and they had Pujari, Irvasi Devidasi, very wonderful devotee. She scolded me for that. And I learned deity worship, but my main experience was when I went to Winnipeg from Montreal. I was the temple president. I was the only Brahmana. So I was the one who worshipped him. I was the one who changed him in the morning and at night, every day, every night, until others actually got Brahman initiation. And they could also share that service. And probably the most, one of the most striking experiences of my Krishna consciousness took place then. And I think that it was for Govardhan Puja, when dressing Gornitai, I really got into a very nice transcendental experience. And that was with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. These are the Papir Mache deities that we then took. They were made by Govinda Dasi, and we then took to Chicago. Took to Minneapolis, and from Minneapolis to Chicago. And the next major connection or phase was when I actually received Dayanitai Gaurhari and began to personally worship Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Oh yes, I should mention, there was a certain phase that some parts of ISKCON was going through at that time. And Chaitanya Charitamrita was coming out, where devotees really got into a Lord Nityananda Bhav, and they started emphasizing Lord Nityananda even more than Lord Chaitanya, because he's more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. And even there's one BTG article, you can look it up from those days, mid to late 70s, called The Glories of Lord Nityananda. And I think in St. Louis they were very much into this, where they were like putting more emphasis on Lord Nityananda than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I think there was a letter to that effect from Srila Prabhupada that, no, you shouldn't do that. We worship them equally, and actually the dominant person is Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda is there as his associate, as his servant. So, Hare Krishna, those things were going on. They're going on now, they're going on there. And worship of Dayanitai Gaurhari was my real opportunity to come close to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and it was a very wonderful transcendental experience. I really lament that I can't do that. I hardly address them anymore because I'm not able to take care of them and Radha Damodara at the same time. So my worship is of Radha Damodara, although I do a Manasa Puja to Gornitai every day while I'm doing Radha Damodara. And another real milestone in terms of connection with Lord Nityananda was going to Ekachakra. We're the first devotees to go take Chakra. It was one Kartik that I spent in Mayapur, and I went with Nitai Chand, Dhanan Goswami, and he took me to Ekachakra. At that time, there was no ISKCON presence there. And the place was so beautiful and so wonderful that I decided to try and purchase land so that we could build a temple. And we did. We purchased a very significant historic piece of property, which was, you read about it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the tree, which is Anantadev, where Lord Nityananda and his friends used to play, was, and that tree, or at least rather its offspring, was still there. And this was where they used to enact all of their pastimes. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal place. Unfortunately, the local people who are the main Mahants and the only actual religion who was there at that time, Sampradaya, when they found out about that, they got very envious, and they actually kidnapped the person who sold us the property. They made him renege on the transaction, and so we lost it. And interestingly enough, he died. He left his body within a few days of that, the person who was the owner. But we managed to get another piece of property, which is where the ISKCON temple is at the present, on the bank of the Jamuna. And my friend Pran Vallabh Krishna Das, he's the one who sort of took over and was there for quite some time when he was still a brahmachari. And I remember going to, we went on different occasions, staying overnight many times. I remember camping out. I remember staying in the courtyard of Sridhar Das, who was the Murtiwala, and trying to sleep outside. Actually, we're just laying outside in the Eka Chakra, getting up in the morning, bathing in the Jamuna, having kirtan, doing Nagar Sankirtan through Eka Chakra, visiting and spending a lot of time with Bankim Roy. That's where I also received my Shila of Lord Nityananda that I worshipped for many years. Now I gave it to Nitai Pran here at New Vajradam to worship Nishinga Pran, sorry, not Nitai Pran. And so that was very wonderful. I don't know, in 1996 when we had our big tour, we went there with devotees, stayed there for a few days. I don't know if I've gone back there since, just because it's such a long drive and it really requires time to stay there. And of course, I hope I may go there once. I remember having dreams of Lord Nityananda in Eka Chakra, and very much being filled with his presence, wonderful kirtans, ecstatic kirtans. Mangal Nitago Keshbhard Maharaj gave class this morning over here. I'm going to do bhajans this evening, which means that's going to bite into my writing time. So I'll just close. I remember one very nice dream I had of Lord Nityananda, and that was, dreamt it were at a big festival where devotees were doing different things, having stalls and so on, preaching festival. And we had a big table set out where we're distributing prasadam from a big table like we usually do. And there was a long queue of guests who were standing there to take prasadam. And I was just there going through the festival. And from a distance, I saw this devotee serving prasadam, standing in the serving queue, serving prasadam, and occasionally would lift his hands up in the air. And what struck me was that he had long hair. He was very tall, and he had long hair. And in my mind, in the dream, I was thinking, why have we got this long-haired person distributing prasadam? And then I came closer and took a better look because I wanted to know who he was, and I saw that he was actually the person he was moving of my deity's Gornitai. It was Lord Nityananda, and except that he was live, moving, and he was with this beautiful, beautiful expression, and he was serving prasadam, and he would chant Hare Krishna while doing that. And so when I looked at him, then he looked up at me, and he smiled, and he winked, and then I woke up. It was very nice. So, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Tanu Shushitala Echai Jagatadudai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like cooling moons. And we should remember those moons, and we should pray to get to Lord Nityananda. Rakuranga Charanira Pass. Please keep me in the shelter of your lotus feet. Then all of our success and perfection in Krishna consciousness will be achieved. Jai Nitai.